Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Gary Harpst is our guest, H-A-R-P-S-T is his last name. He's the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, the founder of the Six Disciplines Organization. Gary, tell us how we can find you guys online and find your books, too, please.
SixDisciplines.com, spelled out, SIXDisciplines.com.
All right.
That's our website.
And tell the audience what you do for your customers.
Well, thinking about this holistic approach, one of the things that we're trying to do is make it easier to get the benefits of a holistic approach like Baldrige, and get the benefits faster.
So people who know about Baldrige, if they know anything about Baldrige, they know that it's a very complex, time consuming, expensive process to win a Baldrige Award, right?
It is, and what we believe is most organizations don't really care about winning the award, but they'd like to have that benefit of double the performance.
Just as many people is established and adopted a quality process that didn't want to be ISO qualified.
Exactly.
Right.
That's it. And so if you look at any quality program, whether it's Baldrige or whatever, the specifications for it are really outcomes. They don't tell you how to go about adopting it. They just say, if you practice these kinds mm-hmm. of outcomes, you'll be better. So what we come in and do is we take some technology and a methodology we've developed and a coaching model, and we come in and help organizations get to the same place maybe in half the time it would take if you did it on your own. So we found, kind of like the cake recipe, we found there's four ingredients to the recipe to make this go faster. One is to have an implementation plan well thought out that we've predefined. Secondly is we found that most people work out of email, so we put all the goals and management information that you need for these six areas into Microsoft Outlook,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to look someplace else for information other than your email.
Mm-hmm.
And then we train our coaches on how to help you do all this. And then we share what we learned from one client with another, not proprietary business
right.
information, but best practices.
Right.
And those four things are what makes you get there much, much faster.
So identify the key elements again for folks to think about.
The six you're talking about?
Yeah. Tick them off for us quickly.
They are, number one, leadership. Number two, strategy, strategic planning. I'm going through the Baldrige criteria here. Customer focus is the third. The fourth is measurement and analysis of your goals and your progress. And the fifth is focusing on your workforce. And the sixth is focusing on the processes, operational focus on how you run the business on a day-to-day basis to get deliver value to your clients.
And everybody does, every business owner does those things every day, every week, or every month. But again, as we said earlier, maybe more of a reaction than with intention, and as part of an overall strategy where one can leverage off the other.
Absolutely. And the danger zone is when you start growing, you know.
Yeah.
These things get out of balance really quickly when you're growing.
And see, that was my point in the very beginning of our interview, of our visit, Gary, is that what my concern is that companies have figured out how to survive, but maybe they've forgotten how to grow in a way that allows them to take advantage of what they've learned in the last 3 years, rather than lapsing back into the bad practices of the last decade. What do you think?
Yeah, I think your point was dead on, and I guess what I was adding to it was that just because you cut back and got things working in this tough environment doesn't mean you really understood what all worked. You just cut some things, et cetera,
right.
And you've got to know why it worked
mm-hmm.
if you want to propagate it as you grow. And that's what these proven frameworks do, whether it's my book or Baldrige for Baldrige Award or
right.
Six Sigma. They all give you some frameworks that, that include the wisdom of many others.
Exactly. And folks, the thing is because I think this next growth period is going to involve fewer competitors, a lot fewer startups than in the past, especially, you're going to have an opportunity to be profitable a lot quicker and take those profits, take that growth opportunity to do it the right way. And I certainly encourage you to pick up Gary's book, Six Disciplines for Excellence. It will help you follow that track he talked about. Gary, thank you for being here. Come back again real soon.
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. Thank you.
We'll do it again real soon. Gary Harps, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after the message, after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.